on Parshas Korach. Unbelievable pshat. Excuse the expression, but I was looking in the Likutei Arizal.
The end of the Shir system.
I mean, actually, it's, someone pointed me in that direction, and it's not last night. It's many years ago, also, and I went through my notes at. Unfortunately, preparing. It's not nice to say. I'm preparing for Lavai. Chava, a member of our shul, who's doing it the hard way, but he won't make Shabbos. Herschel Levinson, Kadosh Baruch Hu can make a miracle. Very wealthy lawyer, the Talmud Chochem. Listen to what the Rizal says. I'll let you sit on it for a while, and you tell me what it says. David, pay attention.
Yes, sir.
Im tosir hevel mi Moshe tishoer kain. I'm sorry. Im tosir hevel mi Moshe tishoer korach. Okay? Moshe numerical is what? 345. Okay? Mem Shin Hei.
Yeah.
Okay.
Minus
take away Hevel.
37.
What are you left with?
Minus 37.
No, take off your shoes and count.
Kain. Korach is a Gilgul of Kain.
Korach has 308. Kuf Reish Ches. Correct? Take away Hevel from Moshe, left with Korach. That knowledge and $2 gets you into the subway.
Oh, it's worth 25 cents.
Yeah. Is it $2 now or whatever?
$2.25 now.
$2.25. No. So what did he say? Okay, you got that information. You see what you can do with it. I'm good for a levaya ofov or bar mitzvah, a bris. That's the test of a good, right, good shot. Has to fit all occasions. I'll give it to you. Won't believe it, how poshut it is. What was the machlokes of Hevel and Kayin as recorded in the Torah? It says Kayin was the first one among the brothers. All the religion brought a call to Hashem also, but Kayin was before Hevel, decided to bring a Korban Hashem. It's a big Yashar Korach he deserves. It's a new insight in a man-God relationship. That he's supposed to say thank you to the Baruch Hu. So Kayin brought, well, he had left over some old tomatoes, right? Some wilted lettuce. He said, God doesn't eat. Doesn't make any difference. He brought a Korban Hashem. And Hevel brought Meitav Tzono, brought from the best. He said, Kayin, you're quite right. You got to say thank you. Say thank you. We can only deal with the Baruch Hu like we deal with an Odom Choshev. Adam Choshev, you bring nice things. You bring the best. When you bought your wife an engagement ring, didn't wrap it in a piece of Kleenex. and gave it to her. Put it in a fancy little box. What you do with the box? Who knows? Maybe you threw it away. Maybe, no special value. But what? It was nice to do it that way. Okay, I'll give you the punchline. Because in relationship with people, details count. In relationship with the Bein Shalom, we have a concept of the Keli Vanveil. What difference does it make? A nice pair of tzitzis, a nice shofar, a nice lulav, was haksimer a chaynik. Kosher or treif? Kosher or good? We go kosher or kosher? God said, bring a lulav, bring a lulav. What do you want? What's this shtick with a nice lulav? Oh, maybe at the rice says they can't live under you. What was machlokes of Korach and Moshe? Moshe comes down and says, last week, make yourself a pair of tzitzis. It's the last parsha. And on the tzitzis, put up silt chelas. Comes Korach and says, I'll go one better. I'll make a talis shekulit chelas. He told me to put a mezuzah on the door. One parsha. I'll fill my whole house with tzfarim. Bais, moly tzfarim. The concept, we don't disagree. God wants us to have a parsha, I'll make 100 parshas. God wants to have a psul trelas, I'll make it 4 psul trelas. I'll make my hotel a psul trelas. The details of a mitzvah count? It's the thought process that counts. It's how you conceptualize the mitzvah. Comes Arizal and says, take away Hevel's attention to details. From Moshe's, and you're left with Korah. How's that?
But that means that.
Huh?
That means that his intention was not to listen to the commandment, but to do his own thing?
Say it again.
Meaning that his intention was just to do his own thing regardless of what the request was?
Now I'll put it in Yeshivisha language. Dikduki mitzvah is where we specialize. Go ahead and study comparative religions. You sound almost, everybody sounds alike. Gotta be good and fine and people, you gotta love God. I mean, remember, Goyim have the God of love. Yeah. But the God of love, right? They spent 3 millennia massacring people. What can a person do? You say, oh, he's a fun person. He's all the mitzvos. Why don't you be a balabarian? You do averus? No. What you mean to say is what? He's midaktik be mitzvos. There's a concept, they do it a little bit better. A little more careful. Why? It's the dikduki mitzvos that establishes the personal relationship with the Bein Shalom. Okay, isn't far from the Sugi and Horius, I want you to know.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
I don't know the details of it, but I heard a Dvar Torah that said something about in the time of Mashiach, Korach, something about he had some justice to what he... There's something about Korach and Mashiach and the time of Mashiach that...
And Korach is unfortunately listed in Chelik as maybe it's Machlokas, whether Yeshua Chelik Lola Mabo or not, whether okay, let's see if we can finish a few more lines of Gemara. Pick up again on Beis Amud Beis. Yeah. See what we did yesterday. Went through that whole Rambam. We'll see. It makes it possible to go through. Maybe if we can, a whole Amud Gemara. Now, watch. I'll start again from about the middle of the Omer Rav Yehuda Mashmul Zudubi Rav Yehuda. First, you got to get your Tanoim Amaroim, not to confuse them. We have Rav Yehuda talking about Rav Yehuda. That's Rav Yehuda Namoro, referring to Rav Yehuda Tana. Okay, so don't get confused. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said, Zu divrei Rav Yehuda. Avo chachomim omrim, Yochid she'oso bo'oro azbez din chayev. Okay. You saw yesterday in the Rambam, where the Rambam was machia, that, like Rav Yehuda, that if a Yochid relied on Bezdin, he wasn't Boit, right? But Bezdin, he was relying on his own Seichel. He accepted their authority, and he did by them, then he's Poto from a Korban Yochid. And Bezdin, right, has their problems where they have to bring a Korban, not a Korban. That'll depend on what we learned yesterday in the Rambam, on other requirements. Was there a rove of people, right? Was it a horror b'mitzas, all those requirements that the Rambam listed in order to end up with a par helem tzibur. Par helem tzibur had very strict, it wasn't a korban that was brought easily. It had very strict requirements in order to move into the special korban of helem tzibur. Aber chachomim omrim, yochid she'oso b'oros bezel chayev. A Yochid. Oh, no one argues that if Rov Tzibur did Boros Bezdin, that's the classic. That's a Par Helem Tzibur. Now you want to tell me that a Yochid is like an onus when Bezdin Paskin, and therefore he's Potter from Korban, is not called a Shogeg? Right, that's the easiest way to remember. That you associate it like an onus, and therefore he's Potter from Korban. You got that point? But Bezdin said headline, they went into the newspapers, they got the headlines, and they paskin something. I follow what they did. Where did I err in my judgment? I didn't err in my judgment. Therefore, it's not a shogeg. I didn't make a mistake, I did everything right. If you tell me to do it again, I'll do it again. I have no reason to doubt. Right? He disagrees. The Rabbanan, whoever they are, disagree and say no. A Yochid did something which Kodesh Baruch Hu called an Avera, gotta bring a Korban. Why you did it is irrelevant, but you did it. That's the point I've been making. Sin must be expiated. Sin can't just be disregarded. Right? So if everybody sinned, then the sin is expiated. by the Kippah Helem Sivul. So the korban is brought. This composite, this public korban is brought. But if a yochid, there's no Helem Sivul, then someone got to do something. So the yochid got to bring a korban. Take the Gemara, my Rab Yehuda. Okay, people. Who's this Rab Yehuda the Tana that you say held that a Yochich also, Boaz Bezdin, is potter from a korban? Tisanya, im nefesh achas sechdo b'shigogo ba'asoso, Hare Elu Gimu Miutim. Nefesh, Achas, right? Asoso. Right? These are three personal pronouns, three emphasis on the Yochid. Right? Hare Elu Gimu Miutim. Therefore, Haose Mipi Atzvo Chayav. But Boroz Bezin is Poto. That's the miut. Nefesh achas yochid, what did Bishgoga basoso when he did it, right? That's when he brings a korban. But if also, that's also b'piatzmo. But if he did it b'roaz bezdin, he'd be poto. That's Rabbi Yehuda's position. Rabbonon. My Rabbanon, who argues with Rabbi Yehuda? The Sanya. Adai Neomer, learned in a braise. Mi yud kol shechotu chayovin. Shein bezin mevin a yedeim par. Rov kol shechotu yir peturin. Shei bezin mevin a yedeim par. Tamed lomar mayam haoretz afilo rubo afilo kulo. The Mai, the Shigigas Maisa. What's he talking about here? A little part of Am Yisrael did it. Even all of Am Yisrael did it. Right? They have to bring a korban. We could think Yehu Pturin, right? The Misal Katayt Chamin Sharei Bez Milo Kol. Meaning, he wasn't relying on a business horror, right? I mean, business shalom horror, business may be the tayu. How do you mix in business in this thing? Shalom horror, business be maise shalom horror. Ella boro. And it says, Ksiv me am oras beshigas maise huda ksiv. Ella lav hocha koma. Mid call shechotu b'shigas maisa chayovim shein bezin b'million el kol pa b'horo hohen chayovim. Okay, again, stay outside. So therefore, what I say, what are we talking about over here? Why did the sin occur? If it occurred without horo, somehow got established eating a chaylev, which somehow somebody, not a bezin, someone, some little rebel at Paskin, it was kosher, and it made it in public. And it made the rounds, everybody agreed to do it. And surely bezin's not involved. They didn't say anything. What then? It had to be Bihoro. And there it says, a miyut has to bring a korban. So you see that a yochid she relied on Horo, still has to bring a korban. Why? Because Bezdin isn't bringing a korban to Helem Sivul. And again, I repeat, a sin must be expiated. Since Bezdin isn't bringing, then they have to bring. Ah, you tell me I didn't do anything wrong. I relied on Bezdin, so You're not in business. He didn't obey. Like, bring a call. I'm not going to shoot you. Now, fit it into the words. Okay, I'll read you it again. My Rabbanan.
Rabbi Yehuda is the one that's saying that we previously said. He's the Tana.
Right. He said the Yochid, the Bezin is part of him. Like we were assuming in the first Mishnah that we were.
If the Beit Din gave the Hora'ah, then they bring the Korban, and the Yachid is...
He didn't sin.
Huh?
Then the Yochid didn't sin, therefore he's part of Makom.
And now Rav Yehuda, who is the Amora...
No. The Rav Yehuda said, but the Rabbonon disagreed.
Okay.
And who are these Rabbonon, so-called?
Okay.
Let me say it again. My Rabbonon, the Sanye. We learned in the Braise, Adai Nani Omer. That's how the Braise began. And still I say, meaning we're talking about Parhel and Sibyl. So the Braise says, Mi Yud Kol Shechotu. They have to bring Chayovim. They have to bring a Korban. Why? Shein Bezin Levin on the Empire. Because there's no Korban going to be brought. If it was a rov kol shechotu, yir peturit. Sharei bezin levin aleim par. Talmud lomar, no, me'am ha'oretz, atilu rubo, atilu kulu. Okay, let me give you that the diuk here. The posuk said, remember how the posuk reads? Yeah. The nefesh achas techto b'shgoga me'am ha'oretz. What kind of language is that? Me'am ha'oretz. What's am ha'oretz? Translate am ha'oretz. The nation of the land. Not a people of the land. Not me. Me b'nei Yisroel, but the word am. Am gives you the concept of more than a yochid. You must be dealing with a rabbin. So the Pasuk says, Me'am Ha'aretz. What does it mean? Me'am Ha'aretz. What does it mean? It says, therefore, I can think. Look how it goes. Afilu Rubo. Afilu Kulu. The whole nation, Me'am Ha'aretz, the whole nation sin. Then when do you get a Parhel and Tzibo then? B'mai. Ilema B'shigas Maiseh. Mine, because the Am Ha'aretz did it without the ruling of Bezdin. They made the Avera. Then Bezdin might be the Tayyu. How do you mix in Bezdin over here? Because Bezdin brings a korban, doesn't bring a korban, what's got to do with Bezdin? Shalom Baror is Bezdin. Bezdin mi Maisa Shalom Baror. Ella, it must be Horoz Bezdin. And it says, Ki Ksiv Me'am Ha'ores B'Shigas Maisa Ksiv. And then the only thing could be, it cannot be that Me'am Ha'aretz, they all sinned with Horoz Bezdin. That's the pasuk in the Torah. You got to bring a Parhel and Tzibul. Parhel said, got to go for something. So the most restrictive way of Parhel and Tzibul is all the nations sinned with Horoz Bezdin. You insist that all the people, a rov, right, plus Horoz Bezdin. El alav hochi kamal. So therefore, here's how you have to understand what the pasuk is saying. Mi kol shechotu b'shigas maaseh, of course chayavim. Why? Because she ain't bezin mevin aleihem par. Why? They didn't rely on horor bezin. They didn't shigas maaseh. They just did the aveira themselves. But horor ha'ein chayavim. And if there was horror, also chayav. You can't say that we're talking about getting involved with Bezdin, because it's shigas maaseh. So it must be with horror. And it says what? Miyut also horror, chayavim, right? Yochol rosi bush also b'shigas maaseh yipturin. Part of the nice reasoning. So maybe I would say, but that's because miyut did b'maiseh? What if Rov did b'maiseh? Then Rov did b'maiseh, I have a problem. What's my problem? Maybe I can learn pshat that the Rov introduces Bezdin into the picture. If everybody did it, then I have a problem. Who should bring a korban? So I have an idea. Why should everyone bring a korban? Let Bezdin bring the korban for everybody. Yocho, you might think, Rov tzibo shosu b'shigas maisen. Not with Horo. You also peturin. Why? Sharei Bezdin mevina leim par b'horo. Because when there is Horo, you see there's a possibility for Bar Helem Tzibo to cover every par yochid. So maybe that's a good way to solve this dilemma now. How should you treat this public sin? Let Bezdin give a public korban. Tamid loma, no, my ama oretz, afilu rubo. Even if it was not b'horo, you can't stick in Par Helem Tzibo with your bright idea. Oh, I have a brilliant idea. Kodesh Baruch Hu taught us that b'horo, a Par Helem Tzibo, serves as a par yochid for each and everyone. Therefore, I should use it, since everybody got to bring a korban, let me go in that direction and use a Par Helem Tzibo to solve the Shigas Yochid. Shigas Maisa by Yochid. Comes in more, said, no, you can't do that. But nevertheless, in this analysis, what happened here? We said a miyut that did with Horoz Bezdin, achayev a korban. That's the Rabbanan who argue with Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishneh.
If the miyut did the Horad Beit Din,
right,
then they're all chayevim individually.
Individual korbanos.
But is that in addition to the Beit Din bringing
no,
its own?
No, if there's no Horoz Bezdin is not involved.
No, if there is Horah.
With the Horah.
With a Hora.
Remember, I took the effort yesterday to run through the Rambam. What are the requirements for Par Helem Tzibo? First requirement is, that's be Rov. Right? Either Rov of the Shvatim or Rov of the numbers of the census. Yeah. Otherwise, there's no power. But the very fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu allowed for a Korban Tzibo to serve in lieu of individual Korbanos Yochid, maybe that will be approached even by a Shigas Maisa without Horoh. Therefore, the Gemara has to reject that and said, no, no good. Par Helem Tzibo is restricted only when there's Horoh and there's Rov. Rov Shvatim or Rov of Minyan. Omar Rapopo, I don't see that. You had to quetch that pshat into this b'raise. I don't see it. Maybe the b'raise is really telling you there was an emiut that did b'horor. Nobody brings a korban, that's all. Bezdin doesn't bring a korban because there was a miut, not a rov. The miut doesn't bring a korban because they relied on horor's Bezdin. Where do you see this as arguing with Rabbi Yehuda of the Mishnah? All it said is that by a miyud, Bezdin doesn't bring a korban. But nobody brings a korban. Amar Rapapa, mimai, dilma, lo hein, velo Bezdin. And well, no, that will be bap shot in the braise. Yeah.
How's it possible to have such a havamina?
Is that what?
How's it possible, based on what Rabbi was saying yesterday, every havamina in this Gemara comes with a cheshbon? So how is it possible to have a Havmina that you don't have to expiate the chait? How could it be? That's what Papa's saying. Maybe you get out on the technicality. So there was a chait, but it was a miyad, and it was Bahuras Bezin, so Bezin's Pater, and their Pater.
Yes.
So who's going to fix up for the chait? Nobody.
Oh. this is the basic, I gave you the basic basis of the Machlokis in my Hezbollah. That Chet needs expiation. That's not everybody. Right? Rabbi Yehuda, Halacha Lemaaseh, by the Rambam passing, we read yesterday. What is it? Miyut. And Miyut B'maaseh, bring a korban. Right? Miyut B'horor, they don't bring a korban. Lo hein velo bezdin. They don't explain, is it? See, what it says, now this is already a little a analysis of text. Ihochi, my idea de kamahadel arubo lichiuvo. Lav mechlal de mir boro kaimalon de mechaivi boro benehed o beresha al mir de mechaivi shigas meise. So if not arub al chiv but shigas meise, el alav midelo mahader al mir de mechaivi mishigas meise. Right? O besof mahader arub al chiv but shigas meise. Shema mina mir boro chayov me. Chayov boro chayov me kisu siro. Shlo boro b'shiras meiser, right? Chayovim. What does he say here? This is really, this is playing with context. Read the b'raisa. It gives you a direction, and suddenly they change direction on me. You can't do that. Are you learning pshat rapopa? You have to change direction in the b'raisa. What is it? He said, look at the flow of the b'raisa. Ihochi, my ear yodo komahader arubo lichyuvo. Look how the b'raisa goes. He said, you go back to the b'raisa, right? My rabbonin, miyud kol shachotu chayovim, shem bezin mevin on the empire, rov kol shachotu yipturim. What are you looking for? You're trying to tell me when they are chayiv. Now you're going to go ahead, end of the b'raisa, tell me, both are potter. You look at the flow of the b'raisa is to try to tell you when are you chayev a korban. So you wrap up and say, no, maybe it means neither is chayev a korban. You can't do that in text of the b'raisa. Again, look at it. The mahada al hubo lechiyuvo, you were pushing, the flow of the b'raisa was, rov did it b'maise, not b'horor, to tell me the chayev. So the flow of the b'raisa is to tell you when you're chayev a korban, and you rapope when you now interpret the b'raisa that both are potter, it's bad pshat. Not arguing halacha, arguing says komahader aruba lechiyuva. Look, the flow of the b'raisa seems to be directing you. Ma lahader means to point you to tell you that even rov is chayev when there's maise, not a roh. Mechlal to teach you that mid baror kaimelon also the mechayvel by bahoror. That's it. Fine, we agree to disagree. Rav Popper says the b'raisa is not definitive. Right, Rav Yehuda said this b'raisa is definitive to argue with Rabbi Yehuda the Tana. Rabbi Yehuda the Amora said, from this price, I see that Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishneh is not unanimous, that this price argues with it. Here you have, why did you start up with Rabbi Yehuda the Amora here and say, look, all you did was find me two braises. Anonymous. Why did you assume this is Rabbi Yehuda, this is Rabbon, maybe Fakel? It's obvious that this shouldn't be a question in the Gemara. These people didn't speak without having a background. When Rabbi Yehuda the Amora speaks, he is not the first person to approach the sugya. He had a Rebbe, and his Rebbe taught him this way, and he had a Rebbe who taught him that way. We have a Soro, we have a Kabbalah. Yet the Gemara asks, how do you know to us why Gemara has a real reason behind it. It's not nice to make a machlokes of Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda and then pass it like Rabbi Yehuda. That seems to be, I think, in back of it. Because our Mishnah got us, we have a Stamas Nisun like Rabbi Yehuda, and we're going to pass like the Stamas Nisun. Yes, I read the Rambam passed that way. That a Yochid also, Bohoraz Bezdin is Potter. You went ahead now and you gave that into the Rabbanon. You put that in the Rabbanon's camp and made Rabbi Yehuda of the Mishnah into a Das Yochid. So therefore, the Gemara asks, Michdi, Tavayu Stoma. Both were unidentified. Both opinions unidentified. Mimaydi kamaisa Rabbi Yehuda vashaisa Rabbanon. Eime ipcha. Who says it's the Rabbanon who said that a yochid also baros business chayev, and Rabbi Yehuda said potter. Maybe the other way around. And for the Gemara, no. Man shamet lo de dorish miyuta ki hay gavna Rabbi Yehuda. Remember, it started off with someone who's darshening Gimel the Roshes. Right? Gimel Miyutim. Nefesh Achas Sechta Basosa. Right? Nefesh Achas Basosa, Tri Miyutim. Who's the one who used that expression before? That the Sanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer Zos Torah Sa'ola Hi Hare Eilu Shlosha Biyutim. You hear the strange answer. Not related to our sugi at all. Look at Rashi. Zos Torah Sa'ola, Hi Ha'ola Al Mogdo Kol Alayla, right? So look at the first Rashi. From here we learn, Zos Hi Ha'ola Harei Eilu Shlosha Miyuti, Chad Prata Nishchato Alayla, Chad Prata Nishpat Doma, Chad Prata Yitzis Doma Chutz L'Kloim, Shem also Agabi Mizbeach Tered, Delo Have Olo Chashuvo. We learned that in the Gemara. We learned that in the Maseches Nida. This was the remember there they argued which korban, which kivin sha'olo shuv ein a yored. Once you put it on the mizbeach, even though something went wrong, you don't take it off the mizbeach. Except for three, you do take off. These are the three. So since Rabbi Yehuda said over there gimu miyutim, and over here there's a brayse of gimu miyutim. So we're assuming it's Rabbi Yehuda that's putting together where will you find the halachas based on Gimel Miyutin, on three diminution of the halacha. The halacha says, "He ola al mogdo kol alayla." You don't leave it there all night. Oh, but if three things happen, you take it off. Don't leave it all night. What three things? Number one. If you, the shechita, the kohen wasn't watching the clock, and when he did the shechita, already was after shkia. Second, if the kohen dropped the kli that receives the blood, remember the keli that received the blood was made like this to a point. So he couldn't put it down. He should forget it. So he had to hold on to it. He held on to it. It slipped out of his hands. Yeah. Then you take the oil off.
The oil goes on first, and then they sprinkle the blood.
No, they cover the dam, and they put oil on, and it burns, and then they sprinkle the blood. But it takes a long time for the ola to burn. It's an ola. It has to be burned, consumed completely in the flames. Right? And the third is where the kohen stepped out carrying the keli, How did the Cletus Mekabel the Dam? He stepped out of the Azora. The boys and the Omer. Oh, if you want, I'll explain to you also. Lo motzes mukmus like Rabbi Yehuda diktone rov kol shachotu bez mivin adayim par. Vi Rabbi Yehuda amal siba huda maishe bezin lo. Why do you want to tell me that the Rabbanon should be Rabbi Yehuda? No, there's something else there that indicates that it can't be Rabbi Yehuda. You question me, why did I say that the Braise that says that a Yochid is Chayev even though he relied on the Horor? You said that was the Rabbanon, not Rabbi Yehuda, right? Maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda. It can't be Rabbi Yehuda. Because the language of the Braise is that what? That Bezdin brings the Korban. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, right? That Bezdin never brings the Korban. Diktonia rov kol shachoto Bezdin v'in adeim por, I Rabbi Yehuda ho'om atzibuhu demaise Bezdin lomo. Bezdin lo. Bezdin never brings a Korban. It's a par helem tzibu because of Bezdin. But who buys the animals? Who pays for the animals? Disnan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shivo Shvotim Shachotu, Mevin Zayin Parim. So even though you call it a Par Helen Tzibo, yes, but remember, each Shevet is called a Tzibo, each Shevet has a Brito. Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, a different pshat in that Braise. You're arguing whether the Braise is Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanon, right? Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel says, Udiv Rameir. It's Gor Rameir said it. Aber Chacham Omrim, Yochid She'osa Baroaz Bezin Chayev. You said it's Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbanon. No, it's a Bachlok, it's Rabbi Yehuda or Rameir. It's rather, I'm substituting Rav Meir for Rabbi Yehuda. My Rav Meir, my Rabbanon, again, same question we asked before, my Yehuda, my Rabbanon, which Rav Meir, which Rabbanon are you talking about? The Sanya. Horu v'yosu, Rav Meir Poter. That's our position of Rabbi Yehuda's position. Chachomim Mechayvin. So my osu, Ile Mebezdin, in my time at Rabbanon the Mechayvin. Who did? Bezin did the Avera after they passed, they ate the Chalev. Vosanya Yochol Horu Bezin, also Bezin Yochol Yehu Chayovim, Tamalem Mahakov, right? Parhelm Tzibu doesn't come when Bezin did the Avera. Parhelm Tzibu comes when the Akol did the Avera because of Bezin. Tamaloy ma hakol v'osu mase toli bekol horor toli bebezin. So therefore, when do you have a parhem tzibur elowat horu bezin v'osu rov kol? Then how could Rameyah say that they don't bring a potter from a korban? So when and then is the pasuk referred to a parhem tzibur? Rameyah eradicates parhem tzibur from the Torah. There's no other time. Bezin Paskin and Rov Tzibu did. That's a Parham Tzibu. My time Hamer de Poto. El Alav, it must be what? Ho Bezin Vosho Mit Koho. Behoka Mifrigi. Ma Sobal Yochet Chosu Baroz Bezin Poto. Ma Sobal Chosu Baroz Bezin Chayev. So the Machlokes isn't Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon. The Machlokes is Rameir and the Rabbanon. Which is a far better pshat. Why? David, why is that better to substitute Rameir for Rabbi Yehuda? Because Stamazis and Rameir, we have a part that Stamazis usually Rameir. An anonymous Mishnah is usually Rameir. Here we have an anonymous, there, we have an anonymous Mishnah that started off Horius. No name in the Mishnah. So you have to assume it's Rab Meir. There's no, it's Rab Yehuda, you tell me. Therefore, this Eked Ami says, no, it's Taka Rab Meir. Omar Papa. Kul Alma Yochid Che'osa Baroz Bezin Potu. Now, Papa's back is, Papa can't see that our mission shouldn't be La Haloche. That the Rabbanan argue with our Mishnah. No, everybody agrees, like our Mishnah, Yochid Che'osa Baroz Bezin Potu. So what is the machlokes then? We have a machlokes in the two brises. Ela bezin mashim l'rov tzibu komifligi. That's the machlokes. What's the machlokes? Very nice. Is bezin a discrete nation unto itself? You have, what do we have now in America? Right, you have a check and balance. You have a separation between the executive branch and supposedly the legal, right? And then you have the Congress, right, that makes the laws. These are discrete units. Business and heavens is a discrete unit. It's not counted as part of the nation. On the contrary, there's a nation that represents whatever it represents, and then there's Bezdin. Therefore, when we're dealing with the numbers of people who are involved in a mistake, and you need Rov, you know, we covered yesterday in the Rambam, one person can make a difference whether you're being a Har Tzilah or not. He says, the Machlokes is not in whether a Yochid who relied on Bezdin is Potter. Everyone agrees, surely he's Potter. Kol alma yochid she'osa baroz Bezdin Potter. Ela Bezdin mashlim l'rov tzibur kamiflegi. They're arguing whether Bezdin is counted in as part of the regular tzibur. Mal sovar Bezdin mashlim l'rov tzibur. Therefore, with Bezdin there's a rov, then you bring a korban. Umar sovar no. Bezdin is a discrete unit. Ein Bezdin mashin l'rov tzibur. Okay, so we have now machlokes could be Rab Yehuda Rabbanan. Machlokes could be Rab Meir Rabbanan. Rab Papa says there's no machlokes on the issue of Yochid she'osa baroz Bezdin. Machlokes is on an ancillary question, how do you define Rov? Whether Rov includes with Bezdin or without Bezdin? B'boi Seima, another pshat. Hovu Bezdin v'yosu Rov shall call. Right? And in the Man Chacham Mim Rav Shimon Hi, v'yomar Tzibu Maisi, u Bezdin Maisi. You told me that there's a machlokes. The machlokes is not when there's a miut, there's a rov, who brings the korban? Rab Shimon says, "Tzibu maisi ubezin maisi." That's the machlokes. Machlokes isn't whether a Yochid is Poto. Yochid would be Poto. Because he relied on Bezdin. Machlokes isn't about Rov, certainly Rov is called a Par Helem Tzibur. The question, in a Par Helem Tzibur, who brings it? Rab Shimon held, Tzibur Maisi, U Bezdin Maisi. The tzibur must give, according to where the Rambam interpreted the tzibur, remember, meant each shevet has to bring? In addition, Bezdin has to bring. The boy Seima, Shevet also Baroz Bezdin know that the case is talking about not the Bezdin of Yerushalayim, not the Bezdin Berlishka Sagozis, not the Sanhedrin Gedola, but she also Bezdin Baroz Bezdin know. Uman Chachomim Rab Yehudihi. Sanya, Shevet also Boraz Bezino, also a Shevet Chayev. What's the Chiddush here? There was a whole Rov Am Yisrael. Wasn't Rov Shvatim. But each Shevet is called a Am unto itself. Look at Rashi. Also Shevet Chayev, Lohavi Par, the Kosova Shevet Echad Ikhe Koho. Side issues. These are all Shalom Kalacha. The boy Seima, I tell you, another way to understand what is the machlokas that seems to be ill-defined, what the machlokas is. Gan shechotu shisha ben rubu shel kohol. Only six of the shvatim were involved, but the numbers, the census, gives them the majority. O shiva, or seven shvatim were involved, but they're not the majority in numbers. Af b'shein rubu shel kohol. Umasnison mani Rabbi Shimon ben Elozahi. The son of Rabbi Shimon ben Elozah Omer Mishmo Chotu Shisha Beirubu Shokol O Shiva Abu Jehu Shokol Chayovim.
Who's Chayovim? The Beit Din.
Omer Ravasi. Uba Horo. He's not saying anything referenced to before. When you're dealing with a sin that came through the horror of Bezdin, and you know it depends upon Rov, how do you define Rov? Holach hacha Rov Yoshua Eretz Yisrael. Again, we picked that up in the Rambam yesterday. That in the Rov, you don't count the Jews of Chutz Loretz. Only the Jews of Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar, Vayash Shlomo Beisri Yisachag, Bechol Yisrael Imo, Kal Godol, and he gave the Kal Gadol the boundary lines. What's Kal Gadol? Milvo Hamas and Nachal Mitzrayim Mifnei Hashem Alkeinu Shiva Shamim V'Shiva Shamim Abos Hayom. What do you say? What do you mean Kal Gadol? How do you define Kal Gadol? Tell me, 100,000 people, 1,000,000 people. Give me numbers. No, he didn't give you numbers. He gave you geographic boundary lines. Michti Ksiv Kol Yisrael Imo Kal Gadol. Right, Milavo. Then he gave me Milavo Chamos Anachem Mitzrayim. Normally, what does that add? You told me Kal Gadol. Doesn't give you any numbers. Shema Mina Hanehu Dikra Kol. Only those that were in those boundary lines are counted in the call. Aval Hanach Reikra Kol. I told you yet. We learned through yesterday the Rambam. All these things are really we picked up in the Rambam. They said, Pshita Merubu Minismatu. When they sinned, they were the majority. And now, when it came to determine a par, they're no longer a majority. Haina Plukta Rabshim Rabbanon. This is Machlokas. Do you go Boso the Zman of the Chet, or do you go Boso the Zman of the Avos Korban? In other words, there could be years difference between when they ate the chalev and when Bezdin changed their mind. Changed their mind 5 years later. Mu'otim in the Shabu, when they ate the chalev, they were not a rov, but now they are the rov because the others disappeared, that whether with Niglo, they say Shemal, whatever. My, me, Pligi, Rabshim, Rabbanu, right? Is there this also the same machrokas? Why? Rab Shimon also boso yedio. Rab Shimon says you do the count at the time when they found out about the avera mechayev. Then the time of avera, they have a rov, they'll be chayev a korban. The rabbanon does the boso chato, but the rabbanon will say it goes with the time when they ate the chaylev, right? When they did the sin patri. Oh lo, mai wasaloche. So Gemara asks, "Tis bereh," meaning now the way you understand it. Eimo de shamed leil Rab Shimon de ozel af boso yidia, heched av yidia v'chator v'chiyuv yidia de lo chator mishamis lei. Where do you see that Rab Shimon said that at the time of chet? All Rav Shimon said was, if at the time of the Yediyah, right? The question is, since at the time of Chet they were a rov, now when they found out that they sinned, they're no longer a rov. Do you go what's that? But you don't know the reverse, that at the time of Chet they weren't a rov and they became a rov at the time of Yediyah. Yediyah the lo chota mishamatle, dimkein laisekei ki hashta. Then he should have mentioned too. El Rab Shimon chato v'yidir boy. No, according to Rab Shimon, you need the chet and yidir, right? Both require there should be a rov at the time of chet, and both time you can't accuse, you can't assume Rab Yehuda would make that distinction. Rab Shimon would make that distinction.
What's the svara that you should need a rov b'shas yediyah?
Oh, very, very good. One is halacha in chiyuv korban, one is halacha in havas korban. Bringing an animal on mizbeach is no easy thing. You may be chulul azor. Isu darais, that's a koris, and it's a lot. Kotchen b'chutz is it's a koris. Chol lazor, so you can't just bring a korban. When you bring a korban, therefore you got to justify the bringing the korban. What justifies the bringing the korban? You call a par hel and sibul, right? Therefore you analyze it. Sure, at the time of chet, they were a rov, so it was a chi of korban. But now at the time of Avos korban, the man became tomei. The man became a mitzvah, he can't bring his korban. Something happened to break it up. Therefore, that's the shaila. What's the mechayiv of the korban? The mechayiv of the korban was the chet, then the chi of korban, you bring the korban. So no, mechayiv of korban is the kapora, that rov tzibur need kapora. But there's no rov tzibur anymore. That's why it is. So you look, is the chi of korban or the chi of kapora on a rov tzibur? Iboy lohu. So we totally were trying to make up for lost time that we should make the scoot to the orbit. Iboy lohu. Hora bezdin chelev mutar. V'yosem miyat hakol v'chosu bezdin behen v'chol. Behogu v'yosu miyat achab mal. Do you get a rov that way? What happened? Remember, if Bezdin Paskin, and then they changed their mind, and people didn't hear of the change of their mind, and they ate, they're also potter from korban. A yochid, you put it up. How about it a miyut, and together they're made up a rov now. Again, if a miyut ate by Haroz Bezdin, the potter from a korban, there's no korban. The second miyut ate after Bezdin changed their mind. They're also potter from korban. But now, that's because there's a miyut. Now we have a rov. I look about and I see I now have a row of people who ate chalev al pi aroz bezin. That's a classic case for par helem tzibur. Again, iboilu horu bezin chalev muto v'yosher miyut hakol. Then v'arozru bezin ben v'horu v'yosher miyut acher. Mahu. Kivon de shei yidius ninu lo mitzalfi or dilma kivon de ayri the idi v'idi chalevu mitzaref. Or I look at Am Yisrael, I see 51% of Am Yisrael ate chalev because of Haroz Bezdin. Two separate Haroz, but Haroz Bezdin. One before they, and then after. Vimtim Saloma Kivim the Idi Vidi Chalev Hu Mitzarev. What if it was a different kind of chalev? Miyid Bechalev Shal Gabi Akeva. Umiyid Bechalev Shal Gabi Dakin. The chalev on the stomach. Or the chalev on the small intestine. That's the dakin. Mahu. Hocha badai kivin de betrei kroi korsi. Lo mitzarev. Since I learned the isu chalev of dakin and chalev al akeva from two separate limudim, therefore it's like two separate isurim, we can't connect them. Or dilma, they're both isu chalev. Kivin idi le chalev hu mitzarev. Bim Tim Saloma, how are we going to end this up, tell me? You people have been learning around for a while. When you get these series of questions, why does it always end up?
Teku.
Huh?
Teku.
Oh, that's right. Someone said nicely, how do you know that all these questions end up with a teku? Why? Because it proves that nobody was paying attention. Because if you were paying attention, a good Jew hears a question, he always asks back a question. Since he didn't ask a question back, somebody wasn't paying attention, so it's a teku. Vimtim Soloimel, Shem Chalev Hu, Chalev on a keva, Chalev on a dakin, it's still called Chalev. Mitzarfi, what if it's a different kind of Aveira? Miyut b'chalev and miyut b'dam? Mahu. Ochavad they keep the tre Yisur and Ninu. The kivan dein isur and shove lo mitzarev or dilma no kivan what the korban shove mitzarev. They both got to bring the same kind of a korban, so it's even though they before you walked in, the case is that 26% of the people ate after the first Pesach of Bezdin. Then Bezdin changed their mind, but the next 25% did not hear about the changing mind, so they also ate, so they're also potter. Together you have already 51% of the people. That's the shayla. Do you bring a par under those conditions? Now we have
The Rambam said the Beit Din does bring.
Oh, Bim Timsel Omar Kivan the Korban Shove. Mitzarev, then I'll ask you, what if it's not a korban shove? Not the same kind of a korban that you chayev. Why? Miyut bechayev and miyut b'avodah kachovim. How? Why? For avodah zora, you bring a soir. Now you have two separate kavanos. For a plain chatas, you bring a female sheep, and for a avodah zorah, you bring a female goat, a seira, right? So zivadai eini surin shove ben kavanos shove. Oh, dilma no. As far as sin goes, kivon de idi v'idi korisu misalif, right? V'yimol teku. Okay, you people okay with this? We're going a little fast, but we're not. One needs hesber, we're being masber. Hohu bezdin shechelev muto. Also mi etako umeis oso bezdin. Why? Well, they also ate the same thing and they died of tomain poisoning or something, right? Second bezin got up and they passed in the same way. Second bezin was formed, they passed in the same way, and another miut ate. Together there's a rov now. If it's bezin who has to bring the korban, not the chor brings the korban, for that's called a par helem zivu, but bezin has to buy the korban. Well, obviously, that bezin that's involved is dead. Therefore, you can't have it. Ele kiti bayolach aliv mandamot sibo maisi. My what's alacha? Sibo hokoi. Sibo we have. Odilma, no yadia dahu bezin dahoro beinon. Again, teku. Again, we're continuing really everything that the Rambam passed yesterday is being covered now. Yeah, sorry. But
what's pshat that you mean? When you have yediyah bezdin, does that mean like the reshus of bezdin because they need the carbon also bezdin, just that you're bringing it? Fact that they're cognizant of the fact that you're bringing the carbon doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, no. If bezdin has to bring the carbon. If they die, they die.
But if
Bezin doesn't bring the gold, if the tzibo brings the kolban, then you have a tzibo. Why? It's very
Odilma, the Odilma, Yedia Dahu Bezin. Even if, that means even if the tzibo.
Last case.
Right.
Yeah. Says, if Bezin has to bring the korban, or Shaila, according to the Mandamo, says that Tzibo brings the korban. That's very simple. The Shaila is it two separate yediyas or not? You have it in Hilchos Shabbos, right? Whether the yediyas mitzalfos or not, right? The gabi, whether you bring one korban for 39 Isur Malachi yedid. So if you find out in between you did the Avera, then each Avera stands alone. You did an Avera, someone told you it was an Avera on Shabbos, you chayv a korban. Then you did an Avera again. But what if you did five Averas and you found out, then they told you that it was Shabbos today, you thought you're in New Zealand and you lost cheshbon when it's Shabbos, right? Or you did what they did in Australia, you follow their Shabbos and maybe it shouldn't be following their Shabbos, even though Lubavitch took over Australia and they paskened whatever they paskened. When I was in Japan, I observed 2 day Shabbos and couldn't do anything. And Shabbos and made Kiddush and made Abdullah Sunday night. Let you know there's some parts of the world where Jews shouldn't go at all. It's too complicated. Want you know how smart the Rebbeinu Shalom is. One day Shabbos is enough. Make sure to give us an option. Some people want to observe 3 day Shabbos. No, it's hard to have 2 day Shabbos. I told him when I was going to Japan. We had here in the yeshiva, we had a whole bunch of mirab people working on the ksavim of the Raga Tshuva. They were in Kobe, Japan during the war. They escaped to Japan. So I asked them. I said, "But you people were there. You had the." All the Rosh Yeshiva, the Mir Rosh Yeshiva was there, Reb Shmuel, Rav Shmuel Evitz, how did they decide when the Shabbos? He said, well, some observed Shabbos, some observed Sunday, and a few people observed both days. Had they Paskin, that child there, it would have been definitive. And then there was a call that of reputable people that decided that would be it. Amar Rabbi Yonasan, let's see if we can get down to the Mishnah. Meyer sheyoshvu laholos. How that happened, I have the slightest idea, right? All you need is 71. And you have 100 people. Okay, just right, good. Gimel Amud Beis. Second line from the top. 100 people were included into Beis Din. There's no parhel and tzibur until all paskin that way. Shenemar im kol eda kol adas yischol yishgu, atche yishgu kulon. Right? Or atche tifshu toror b'chol adas yischol. Amar avune b'reida avshua b'reida hoshi yochanam emisabro. B'chol ator kulu kaimalon ruba kekulo. V'hoch etziv kol ha'eda ho v'kach. You see that the Torah wrote an extra word. Didn't say ha'eda. Why say kol ha'eda? You call it is redundant. Atila hein meya. Okay, that's next halacha. In order to bring a parhel and tzibur, that's for unanimity. Tanan horo bezim yoda echvem shesheto o talmid goroy olavo halacha basa apiyim. Bein shalos osimam, shalos erachayim, bein shalos osarei zechayim. They should all be bested. No, what's now? You told me 100 have to paskin. He got 99 paskining, or 70 paskining. He's not agreeing. So you tell me that in there, if they did chayim, my, they should, he's chayim. Ho, who chayim, ho, acha potter, but others will be potter. Why? It lacks horror. You defined horror as bezin as unanimous horror. If it's not unanimity, there's no horror, then nobody is potter. There's no horror as bezin. You tell me this man who was bowed by bezin, right? He's chayev. He's not told out that's bezin. But everybody else is potter. They're not. No one is potter. There was a failure in the horror, a technical flaw. But my horror nigma horror. And the Gemara, my askinan, you tell me pshat here. Can't you hear? Can I who echem and berosho? What? The one fellow who was opposing nodded. No, so what? So what happened? Yeah, he agreed. He agreed and didn't agree. Didn't agree. But you thought he agreed. Right. Because he nodded. You know, he nodded because he was falling asleep. It's 100 people arguing.
But he still has to. So he slept through his opportunity to object as well.
I'm sorry.
So when he heard that it came through and he didn't agree, he had to object, no?
He didn't know. Then the fellow left. Everybody, anyone who left, he would be potter because he was told al das bezin. This man, if he eats, he's chayev because he's not told al das bezin.
But he was one of the 100 that.
So and he was not, and so he himself, since he didn't agree, the fellow who walked out. Who asked the Shaila? He walked out thinking everybody agreed. He thought he had a law. See, he ate, he was told out Das Bezdin. And it was, in his mind, it was a unanimous opinion. Mm-hmm. There was 99 people yelling, right? Kosher, kosher. This guy yelling treif. Finally, the guy shakes his head. So I figured he succumbed. He gave in, but he didn't give it. Okay? Sort of, was this sort of pushing the envelope here, trying to figure out a pshat where it could be that one of Bezin should be chayev, a korban yochid, and the people who asked the child should be potter because Bezin was hover. Right. That would be okay normally. Bezin hover. One guy objected, right? But he was part of Bezin who objected. Being part of Bezin, he invalidated the hover. That was a problem. Toshma. Hover Bezin v'yodechem em shato. V'yom alehen, fellas, you're crazy. Toan atet. Hare'elu pturin. Time and all them torn at him. Then they're pturim from a korban. Ha shosik mishtar chayovin, right? But if he was silent, even though he didn't agree with them, then there would be a korban tzibul. And you treat this as a proper psak of bezdin, right? Which is mechayev them the court then as a chiyev for parhelm tzibur. Am I holohoro kulon? Now here I don't know how to learn pshat. I want to say a little different pshat here. Amri hochanam megan sheherkin beroshel. What does that mean? Mainly the fellow who came to ask a shaila, and everybody voted. He was there when they did the vote. Everybody voted, and this guy shook his head. He nodded his head. So he assumed there was a good psak, and he was told about Bezin. But over here we're talking about whether the Bezin is chayav or korban or not. So that it can be by what was your impression. Here, what are the facts? Did you paskin or didn't you paskin? And one fellow didn't paskin. One fellow said, Toan Atem. But what then? Hirkin Rosho. And then after Hirkin Rosho, they want to go bring a korban. And he says, yeah, you don't bring a korban. I didn't agree. You can't bring a korban samazoi. The korban requires should be unanimity. Right? That's when Bezin's chayav a korban. Meaning Bezin or Tzibur is irrelevant. But when do you have a chiv of korban halam parhelam tzibur? Only when there's unanimity in Bezdin. Mela, a fella comes in and asks the shaila and walks out. He can misunderstand the hirkin rosho. But Bezdin can't misunderstand the hirkin rosho. Because they're going to start now with the whole procedure for the whole protocol for parhelam tzibur. So this fella will tell me, I never agreed with you. The fact that I shook my head is because my yarmulke was slipping off. So what's that eitzah?
It sounds like it doesn't matter.
Huh?
It doesn't matter. They pass him, they pass him.
Okay.
Wait, the man.
Kibun shehigit shuvay chosol mark. Then
the. In the back of the Gemaras here, they quote the Yerushalmi.
Yeah.
The Yerushalmi says a different teretz.
Yeah, well.
How does the shaykh that he's pater?
Yeah.
So the Yerushalmi says he walked out and then they paskin. Did they paskin? Everyone agreed. He just happened to have left the room.
The objector left the room.
Yeah.
No, can't.
That's the kufi Yerushalmi.
Can't be. There wouldn't be a 10% paskin.
Look, if you have more than out of the room. If you have more than 72, though.
Huh?
If you have more than 72.
Oh.
So if you have like 100, like we have before.
Since on the 100 case, I'm not know if it's on the 100 case. I don't think that. You have to learn pshat. This is on the 100 case. It's on any case. I don't think that this is tied in with the first shaila.
Rabbi, if the person who brought the shayla left, misunderstood and left,
then he's told about Beis Din,
but then he has to, when he figures it out, he's chayav on his own, because the Beis Din didn't make a...
No, Beis Din did. As far as he was told about Das Beis Din when there was a psak.
But there was no psak.
But in his mind there was a psak. So I can understand such a svara. So I'm looking now, it's about the guilt of the yochid. Is he guilty about anything? The answer is yes. He did something on Beis Din, but Beis Din covered him. But did Beis Din cover him? There was no psak in Beis Din. So well, he was told al das Beis Din because he thought it was Beis Din. That's also good enough. That's what he was telling us. That if in his mind there was a full Beis Din psak, and he did, then he's exempt. He's an onus. That's why I used that expression before. Then I treat him like an onus, and he's not chayav kolban. Nobody's chayav kolban. Not he, not Beis Din. There wasn't a psak of Beis Din. There's no halam zivul, and he's potter because he was told al das Beis Din. But I don't see how could a member of Beis Din was here to know show me. Unless you learn, as David said correctly, so I wanted to learn that the judge, the Rosh Beis Din, has a gavel. Right? He took a vote, and this guy shook his head. Kosher. Pin. That's not a happy shot.
If someone, Rabbi, if someone disagrees, do they have to speak up?
If what?
If one of the Beis Din disagrees, and they don't speak up for whatever reason, and it's
he
made...
Says, it's no whole law. If he didn't speak up, they take a vote. The protocol of Beis Din was, you can't abstain. Right? Each one is asked to vote. So it's a roll call. What do you call it? A roll call.
You can't vote present.
Huh?
You can't vote present.
Yeah, present or absent. Vote absent.
No. In a vote, they said that you can vote yes, no, or present.
All the cowardly politicians on an issue that they don't know where the majority of their voters will be. They vote present, which itself is a lie. Because present refers to someone with intelligence who's present. Yeah. I told you, we're learning Masechas Nida. Someone is born without a head, right? Yeah, it's called a yolad or not, but it's irrelevant. If you're born without a head, what do you do with such a baby? Let him enter politics.
Having a polygraph last week, and they didn't like me moving my head when I answered questions.
Okay.
Didn't let me shake my head.
Because you have to answer.
What?
Let's finish off the same thing. The Hirkin Osho is not an easy to understand, except on such basic technicality. And that's what Gemara tells us. I didn't see that in the Rambam yesterday. We learned the Rambam yesterday. I don't remember this such a case in the Rambam. Yeah. Maybe yes. Yeah, you have the Rambam again? Let me look again. It was all here for ocean text.
If the Beit Din brings a korban, is it ever taken from the Beit Din's own money, or is it always taken as a collection of everyone's money put together?
Probably from Hekdesh's money.
Yeah. The Arab, not in this case, but just the key points for Ro. Yoda Echad Menasedrin or Meutan Sheto Hamatirin. The Shosko, he was silent. Right? Hol, the Holo, the Lohoyo Sham Holik, who pushed a Ro, Borova Kola, Rey Bezen Chayov Mekoban, Roshos Abi and Poto. Okay, what's he saying? Yeah. He's asking that kulu isn't required, right? It says doesn't say here can rosh or anything, right? Uposha ro. I'm sorry. Again, yoda echad men asenedlin o meyutan sheto amatirin. V'shosko, hol v'horo v'lohoyishom cholik, u'posha horo b'rovakol, harei bezel chayovim b'korbon v'chol shosho poto. So even though v'shosko, right, if they are quiet, they kind of shikah kodo adamya. If they didn't protest, yeah. But then you don't need, each one should say with a mouth chayov or poto. But they don't protest, that's enough. See, oh, in our case, they were protesting. Then you need at least Hirkan Osho to back off from the protest. But where there was no protest to Chatzila, it's okay. Yeah, next case. That's our next. Toshma. Horo bezlin v'yoda echem em sheto v'omar lehem toren atem hareinu p'turin, right? Okay. Taima d'omar lehem toren atem p'turin hoshosik mishtek chayovim v'begomo lo horo v'amai ho lo horo kulon amal hachanam v'gan shehirken b'rosho. And Rashi and the Rambam doesn't mention that. The Rambam doesn't mention hirken b'rosho. Okay, the people, you with us here another few minutes? Let's see, get down to the Mishnah. Mosev Ram Besharshi. Samcho Rabboseinu Adibri Rab Shimon Gamliel Adibri Rab Lozer Rab Tzodok Shai Omrim En goes in Gzera La Tzibor Elam Kein Rab Tzibor Chol Lamed Bo. A klal in Dini de Rabbonon. You remember from Moses Sahedron, what was the protocol? When they made a gzera, they wouldn't give the reason for the gzera. Actually, Gemara Avodah Zarah, sorry, Gemara Avodah Zarah says they made a gzera on Gvinas Hakum, and then they refused to give any reason why. A year later, they gave the reason why. They shmir chazafat on the surface. They use the keva of a treif animal, the stomach of a treif animal to curdle the cheese, etc. So why did they give before? Because first they wanted to see where the sixer said sibil chol lamed bo. So the way, if you analyze the Gemara properly, the protocol seemed to be within that year of silence. Shluchim of Bezin went around and did a survey, see how we're doing on the Gzeira. If the Gzeira Shin Sim were over, they would let it die. They wouldn't reaffirm it. Amar Avada Barabba Maikro, Bemora Atem Neorim, Veosu Atem Kovim Hagoy Kulo. You are cursed by the curse. Also, atem kovim, and you steal from me, hagoy kulo. And remember, the Navi goes there. They ask, in what way you steal from me the maisel and the truma? You don't give it to the levim, etc. V'hochad exiv hagoy kulo v'ruba kukulu domi, right? And it said hagoy kulo. Tufte, the Rabbi Yonason Tufte, Elamai, kol adas te koma rachmono hoche koma. Ike kulom havoro. Ilo lo havoro. Was we? I don't know. I'm gonna write it, but I learned Pshat for myself here. What it means to say is that you don't need everybody to agree. You need only Rov. Everybody has to be present, but Rov is enough, and that's how we paskin in Sanhedrin. That you don't need unanimity in Sanhedrin. On the contrary. Unanimity, kulu chaya v'zakai. If all say the person is guilty, he goes out free. Because no one is mahaper b'shuso. No one is making an effort to find some excuse for the poor fellow. Right? So that's what he says. When it says here kulo, it doesn't mean kulo for psak. It means kulo, the Sanhedrin has to be convened with everybody there, even though in psak will go basarov, in psak will go rubu kulo. Amar Rabbi Yeshua.
Rabbi, this is as far as instituting a new gzera.
So on the case before of rubu. Rov atzi b'chol lamed bo, right? There he goes with Rov, you don't need kulo. Asor sheyoshim b'din kol ha'toloi b'tzavo kulon. Pshito, ha'kamashmo na'fil ha'talmud b'fei rabo. Okay, what's he saying? 10 people are sitting at a din Torah. Right? You should know that everybody bears moral responsibility for the psak din. So naturally, 10 sitting, all marshmen, no, what's the chiddush? Chiddush is, I feel a Talmud b'fnei Rabo. You have there in the 10, you have a Talmud and a Rab. And the Talmud doesn't open his mouth and present his point of view, then he bears whatever moral guilt. If they paskin wrong, he shares the guilt of paskening wrong. He can't say, well, I was only a Talmud, I wouldn't open my mouth before my Rebbe. No teretz. In Chochmah v'Neitza v'Tuna neged Hashem. Rav Huna ki avanofik lebeidina, Rav Huna always took along Maisei Asorah Tanoi d'Bei Rav. He would take along 10 people from the yeshiva. L'kamei ki hecha denamtei shivro mikshura. So each one would share a splinter from the beam, meaning the achayus of the beam. Each one would share, so somehow it eases off my responsibility if I say, well, look, I paskin that way, but 9 other people agreed with me, so I can't be that guilty for doing something wrong.
He's trying to share the blame.
Huh?
He's trying to share the blame.
Right, share the blame. That's it. That's it. Avashi kaba maisi trifta le kamei. When they bought an animal, a shayla and treifus, maisa asora tafchem imosu mechasya, or mosu kamei, amar kechidenemte shiva mikshura. So that we all get a splinter from the beam. And this is an important halacha. The idea that when you pass a shayla, your head is on the block. You put yourself in there. Any averus that come from it, dinim omenus especially, where things are so difficult to have a clean answer, who's right, who's wrong, and you have to go ahead and make a pesher hakor of the din. My Shverzatzal gave up sitting at the Toros some 11, 12 years before his Pesira, even though he had no qualms. On the contrary, he felt that he was doing a major public service by accepting to sit at the Torah, and gave it up only because of a system, an evil system that was introduced by the Hungarians, and that's the Tohanim, the Tohanim Bezdin, who basically are lawyers who lie, cheat for their client. Tohanim Bezdin came about by, well, he's a kavad peh, he doesn't know how to talk, so I'll get a fellow who will represent me, spokesbody, he'll tell me to tell the truth. We have a Bezdin in Muncie. We don't allow Tohanim. From the day I organized the Bezdin, no Tohanim is allowed. I have a system. You're going to have some shemesh in Bezdin. You tell them how to run a properly Bezdin. You should come to Muncie, see how we run a Bezdin. The Baldovo is given 20 minutes on the clock to speak. Before the Din Torah, before we meet, each person, each of the Bali Dinim had to send in to Bezdin their tainis biksav and to each other. In other words, they sent to each other, this is what I'm going to say, and Bezdin sees it. Then we come to Bezdin. Anything you want to add to what you said? You have 20 minutes to explain, add what you said. That's it. No Din Torah takes more than an hour. If we have now, one this Sunday, I think this Sunday, I have 3 Din Torahs. The whole thing shouldn't take 3 hours. The Din Torah that lasts. I sat at a Din Torah with 2 of the richest Lubavitchoyis, manufacturers of plastic. The Torah lasted over 2 years. I was a Dayan, I was a Shogesh. Both Lubavitchoyis. No problem. I will meet again. I don't take money for Din Torah, but I give money. Money. Me and my sister make the check to the Tzedakah Fund. I think over 2 years, I got more than $8,000. You never saw people daven mincha with so much kavanah, because they charge by the hour. Crazy. That's a problem. He learned from here an important thing. You go into din, upstairs, you're bidin upstairs. How you behave, what you say, what you did, you're going to pay for it. You're going to get a splinter. But you have an achayis. Not a nice thing. Not an easy thing. I've in my own town, in my own Balabatim, I sat at Din Torah only once. Always managed to meet with them, not bidin. Work out a pesha, work out a pesha. You shouldn't have to go to Din Torah. Din Torah is fine. I mean, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a way to resolve conflicts, fine. But it's not a happy way. Thing is, pesha is far better, But Pesha, when you're in the Torah, is also not so easy. Because when you're in the Torah, it's Pesha called the Din, and it's binding. It's a binding Pesha. It's not where you sit the schmooze with two people, come on, you can give in on this one, give in this one. That's different. That's informal. Informal, that's the way it should be done, if at all possible. But once you hear also, and if someone says, the Din of Korasina, I'm coming for Din, and you walk out. It's not a thing. I never sat for Din. For din, where they insist on din. Why? Because it's din the shvur. They bump it to shvur. We're not going to give shvurs, b'zman hazeh. Okay.